I have a set of almost new Mikraos Gedolos, which were professionally bound, and although they are old, were barely used. I now prefer to get a different size set, smaller, so I can carry it around and actually use it, but perhaps donate the original to a shul. Can I deduct some amount from what I owe to Meister Ksofen for the donation? If so, how do I re-evaluate the set? Can I include the binding cost, though I don't recall how much it was at the time? Could I use how much it would cost now? This question makes me wonder something else. If I manage to get a bargain on a sefer, can I in turn donate it to a shul that needs it and deduct its real worth in terms of Meister Ksofen I owe? What the shul would have to pay for it rather than the amount I actually paid. Sounds like it's maybe possible to turn Meister Ksofen debt into a business of buying low and giving high. Also, what about a sefer given as a gift that is in turn given to a shul, and would the situation change if it wasn't actually given outright, but given as a permanent loan? Finally, what kind of sfarim count if given in place of Meister Ksofen? E.g., I have an English sefer recently bought that after reading I wasn't impressed with. Can I donate it to a Jewish library and deduct its value from Meister Ksofen debt? With thanks, Anonymous, United States. I haven't been able to find specifically your question, but buying Svarim and loaning them and making them available to the public is something that you can use Meister for, and therefore donating Svarim to a shul definitely is something that if you haven't already vowed to give that to the shul and didn't specify that you want to take the value from Meister Ksofen, then you wouldn't be allowed to take the money off Meister. But if you're contemplating, as the question seems to be, doing it with the intention of taking it off Meister, that should be okay. The only thing is that it really should be the actual value of the thing itself now as it is worth to you. How much you could generate if you would sell it, not what it cost when you bought it, and if it's worth more because it's bound, that also goes into what its worth is, and that is the amount of Meister that you are actually giving in the form of the sefer. Got the sefer as a gift, that doesn't make a difference, it still is yours, and whatever its actual market value is now is what you could deduct from Meister. Even if you buy the sefer and loan it to the shul on a even not a permanent loan, but a loan that when anybody needs it, they can use it. When you need it, you'll use it, but you basically keep it in the shul, then also that can also be taken off Meister Ksofen. Any sefer that the shul feels that they could use and people will utilize also is included in this.